Lieutenant, how are you?
Good, sir. Good morning. How are you doing?
It's good to be with you. Whenever I see alcohol enforcement, especially as it in regards to kids, I always think back that I must have been one of the only kids in high school who never drank. As a matter of fact, I was in a position a few times in picking up friends who had a little bit too much in high school. I know that's a very serious concern for the police in Meridian Township, as you recently have really gotten underway in trying to talk about and educate about alcohol enforcement.
Yes, we've been working with the Office of Highway Safety and Planning. They have a grant called the Safe Community Grant that focuses directly on underage drinking and really preventing kids from getting their hands on alcohol, and also educating the kids about, you know, what alcohol use does to a young body and some of the ramifications if you choose to drink.
Well, let's talk about that. What are your efforts? How do you get this point across to the kids?
Well, we get educational materials into the schools. We have officers that do presentations, you know, at the high school level, and even middle school and grade school level, trying to, you know, keep bringing that message forward, keeping that in the forefront of their minds. And then some of the efforts that we do is, you know, in the realm of catching people providing alcohol to minors. If we can, we take it a multi-angled approach at this and try to, you know, the distributors, and it's not necessarily the store owner. Sometimes it's people that will just buy alcohol and think that it's okay to give it to minors, and false IDs and kids trying to get alcohol other ways. We use undercover officers and plainclothes officers that do patrols funded through the Safe Communities Grant.
Lieutenant, in the last 5 years, last 10 years, the problem gotten better or worse as far as youngsters drinking?
You know, I don't have the 5-year trend numbers in front of me, but I will tell you that kids are more aware now of, you know, what alcohol does and some of the issues that it causes, some of the problems and, you know, some of the tragedies that, and I think that the kids nowadays are much smarter, and in my personal experience, it seems like they're making a lot better choices.
When someone dies because of alcohol and they're driving, and we've had some nasty crashes throughout the area, the one in Holt comes to mind. Does that make a big impact on students from what you hear?
That those kind of instances do. I mean, those kids see that, you know, when you're 17, 18 years old, you think you're invincible. A lot of times you don't think things are going to happen to you. And when you end up seeing a classmate or friend, you know, a tragedy like that happen to them, it definitely affects their behavior and how they think about alcohol and how they the choices that they're making.
All right. As parents, as educators, so what can we do to support your efforts when it comes to alcohol enforcement and alcohol awareness in kids?
I think maintaining a dialogue with kids. Sometimes you know, between the ages of, you know, 14, 15, 16, these kids, they know a lot, and they're young adults, and speaking to them about, you know, alcohol, the choices they make, what could happen to them, and having a grown-up conversation with these young adults really makes a big difference. Sometimes folks just don't take the time to sit down and talk with the kids and explain to them, you know, these are going to be out there. You're going to be offered alcohol at some point in time, and you know, this is what could happen to you, and these are the choices I think would be best. I think that communication is so important.
Lieutenant, what are the ramifications? What are the specifics for the fines, and what happens to kids that you find with alcohol?
Well, it's, you know, a minor in possession of alcohol is a misdemeanor. A fine is assessed by the court. If they are repeat offenders, they, you know, license sanctions. It goes on, minor in possession of alcohol goes on their driver's license record. So, you know, it follows you around. It affects, you know, insurance rates. It affects them in many ways. And if you have more than one, even jail time is possible.
The repeat offender challenge, do you see a lot of these kids making the same mistake more than once?
It does happen. A lot is, you know, kind of a subjective term. I can't say a lot, but we do see kids that, you know, have an MIP, get another, you know, second, third offenses, and try to steer those kids to programs that will help them, because strict enforcement isn't always just the answer. Treatment is always an option and an important part of, you know, preventing kids from making those choices.
Well, we've started already at my house, Lieutenant. I've got a 10-year-old and a 7-year-old. We talk about that kind of stuff quite frequently, and they understand that if Dad finds out about this, the hammer is coming down in more ways than one. But seriously, we talk about that already with our kids and try to put that idea in their head to avoid that.
And, you know, that is key. Getting it early, letting the kids know what your expectations are. A lot of youngsters that we've gotten, you know, kids, these teenagers, they've never had that conversation with their parents or even their peers. These are the expectations. This is the behavior I expect from you, and other behavior won't be acceptable. If you set, you know, boundaries, kids will stay within those boundaries.
All right, Lieutenant Ken Plagas with the Meridian Township Police. If people want more information about this program, where can they go?
Well, they can go to the Office of Highway Safety Planning website. It's the Department of Michigan State Police, and they are the funding agency that handles this. Also, there's more information on our website at the Meridian Township website. So those both are places. Or they can always call or stop in the station. We have literature. We've got school resource officers. We do programs for scout groups and things like that as well. So we're a resource that's here. So if people want us, we're happy to help.
All right, Lieutenant, thanks for the knowledge. Appreciate your time.
Take care, Tony.